Poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Australijom po svetu. Danas sam povabio časnega konzula Zvezdne države Južne Australije, gospoda Adriana Vatovca, da nam nekaj več spregovori o delu, ki ga opravlja ne le za slovensko skupnost, ampak nasplošno kot predstavnik Slovenije v Zvezdni državi Južne Australije. Adrian, dobar dan na naši slovenski oddaji.
Dobar dan, Lenti, and hello everybody. And yes, wishing you all the best as well.
Adrian, you've been in the position now for a number of months. How's the experience been so far?
I really look forward to it. It's quite another different type of world, so to speak. It's, you get to meet people, you get to go to events that you normally wouldn't get to go to, and you interact with people in different ways. For example, people are looking for assistance in citizenship, or in passports, and land, inheritance, pensions, you know, all that kind of thing. So, yeah, of course I collect that kind of information and I pass it on to the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra for them to take it from there.
Is it still a learning experience for you?
Yeah, absolutely it is, yes. I'm always sending emails to Canberra. How do you handle this kind of situation, you know? Well, please advise on this situation. I have a page on Facebook called the Slovenian South Australian Consulate, and so that sort of page gets thrown around a bit, so I get people inquiring through there quite a lot.
There's also another page.
Slovenian Adelaide?
That one.
Yeah, that's more local, that's more the Slovenian community itself, yes, that's right. That has things pertaining more to that community here in Adelaide, yes, that's right.
And speaking of the Slovenian community in Adelaide, what's new?
The last thing we've had here has been the visit of the Archbishop of Ljubljana, Stanislav Vizore. He was here in the last weekend of January, which he gave a mass at the Slovenian Catholic Church. At the Mass also was the Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, the Vicar General, Philip Marshall, Father David, of course, a Slovenian priest, and members of the Slovenian community. The church actually was quite full, and after Mass, a lunch was held in the church hall. It was a great lunch that was put on by the people here. As you know, I probably do some videotaping, and I videotaped the Mass, so I've put this on the Slovenia Australia channel, so people can watch it. It's the full Mass, so that's the activity at the church over the last couple of weeks. The Slovenian Club in Adelaide hold their Prešeren Cultural Day celebration with a cultural program. Amongst the performers was Slovenian Choir Adelaide, who, by the way, will be their 24th year since they have been performing. And also this year marks the 59th year of Slovenian Club Adelaide. So the big 60 coming up next year.
That means two major Slovenian organisations in Australia, the Slovenian Club in Adelaide and the Slovenian Association Sydney, will be turning 60 in 2017. Amazing.
Oh, look at that. That's great. That's fabulous that these, you know, the clubs have been able to last and persevere for so long, don't you think?
I totally agree. I think 100% of our listeners would be in agreement there as well.
Yeah.
Adrian, this year Slovenia celebrates 25 years of independence. What are your thoughts? What do you remember about what occurred 25 years ago? And are there any big celebrations planned in South Australia?
I mean, let's just say that's just 25 years of independence. That is just such a big thing for us Slovenians. I mean, to consider that really for the past 1,000 years, Slovenians were governed by everyone else, and to be able to maintain your identity, your culture and your language when everyone else is probably trying to tell you to assimilate and do something else, I guess that's really the Slovenian character through and through. This comes in, you know, this perseverance to do things, to achieve things. It's just this part of this Slovenian character which I feel, you know. Yeah, I think it's just great that Slovenians have been able to achieve this. As far as celebrations, I mean, the Slovenian Club, I know, will have an Independence National Day celebration coming up in June. Yeah, so that'll be a big event, the 25th anniversary.
What else could you share with our listeners as the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia for South Australia?
There are 45 consulates here in Adelaide, and the last one that opened in January was the Chinese. So this is the first time the Chinese have had a consulate here. And it's interesting to mingle and interact with different cultures because you attend, you know, the various Independence Day or National Days of these people. Like, for example, the recent ones have been the Polish, the Latvian, and just last week was the Sri Lankan. And, yeah, you get to understand and get an appreciation of different cultures and how they do things and how they present things. And hopefully you can bring some of those good things into the Slovenian community. So that's the great benefit of attending those kind of functions.
So a very busy schedule for you as the honorary consul in South Australia. Adrian, thank you most sincerely today for speaking to us here on SBS Radio. And we wish you all the best with your work in 2016. And thanks once again. We hope to hear from you whenever possible if anything is new in your beautiful state of South Australia and in the city of Churches, Adelaide.
Yeah, I'll have a follow, Lenti. And thank you, everyone. And it's a pleasure to talk to you.